Log Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Well, that's exactly who I am, Pastor Charles Dowell Jr. My job is to be here to feed you with knowledge and understanding. You know, we live in a world where, you know, people fancy and value their opinion above truth. The book says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed forth out of the mouth of Yah. The question is do you live by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of Yah? That is the million-dollar question, because most of the time what we have is people are a bunch of stage-playing hypocrites. They're very religious, but they don't want Yah in their life interfering around, running around telling them and messing around in their life, giving them commands and telling them how to live and what to do. But you know what they do want? They want to go to the kingdom. Everybody wants to go to the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
But very few people actually take the scriptures to heart to live it, to forsake their life, and live his life the way he wants us to live through him to get there. Jesus said, unless a man forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Let me ask you a question. What have you forsaken? What are you giving up? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? What have you forsaken? What have you given up? The disciples turned around and said, you know what, Master, we have left all to follow thee. What will we have then? He said, let me tell you something. Anyone that has left this, forsaken all and follow me in this regeneration right here, they're going to receive houses, lands, fathers, mothers, wives, children, in this life, and also in the world to come, eternal life.
Eternal.
Now, with that, I know that most of you don't know what the Bible says. Some of you do, because you don't live by it. So let me ask you, what have you given up for Christ? What have you forsaken? What have you done in order to be able to follow him? See, because mouth professing and having mental assent theology is not going to cut it. English, just by saying Jesus and think you can say a few magical words on your deathbed or something like that, or right before catastrophe hit, that don't mean you get into the kingdom. That's that Christianity junk that got folks deceived out there all up there. It's crazy. Y'all's not mocked. Whatsoever man saw, that shall he also reap. Now, if you're really truly following him, according to Jesus, you're supposed to be having houses. Not only supposed to be having houses, the Bible also says that the borrower is a servant to the lender. They got you living on credit out there. Everything's on credit. Huh? The Bible teaches us to owe no man nothing but love him. You owe everybody. You owe the creditors. You owe the landlord. You owe the bank. You owe everybody. When is somebody going to literally do what the Bible says in order to experience the blessing? You hear me, T?
Yes, sir.
When they going to do it? When is somebody going to do it? Straightway is proof in the pudding that we have not only done what the Bible says, but we are a literal example. See, when everybody else got all these excuses and everybody else's mouth is running stuff, we live in such a manner that all mouths may be stopped, period. See, no longer nobody can say that it can't be done. Ain't that right, Brother Shane? And they can't say it can't be done.
No excuse.
There ain't no more excuses. Because we're here. And that's the one reason why people say, you know, Jesus said, and this is the condemnation, because light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil continually. That's real talk. In other words, what I'm trying to do is provoke you to realness.
Hallelujah.
A reality. No, for real. The Bible. There ain't no such thing as we don't have to live like that no more. We're not under that dispensation of time. Let me quote some scriptures. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes,
yeah, written. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Written.
Search for the old path. Seek them. And when you search them and find them, you'll find rest for your soul.
Okay.
We all roll in that.
Oh.
We all up in the book. All in the book. Both old and new. It's all the same. Every bit of it. Huh? All it takes is you to repent, turn from your wicked ways, and submit to the Creator universe. Then if he's dealing with you, he'll open your understanding. If he's dealing with you, if he ain't dealing with you, there ain't nothing we can do about it.
Truth.
The whole idea, the whole purpose of me being here is to do my part, do our part in straightway, to save as many souls as those who have been granted eternal life, the ones who have the ears to hear. Do you have the ears to hear? Do you have the eyes to see? I was dealing with some Christians the other day. Here we go again, huh? On Marco Polo, the brother seemed to keep dealing with these Christians. Like, listen, there ain't nobody out there, if they can't understand the Sabbath, and they're going to church on Sunday, on Sun God Ra Sunday, and you can't find no biblical, no Bible for it. There's no Bible for Sunday. None whatsoever at all. But you'll see the Sabbath day in there 1,000 times over. If he says 7 day, then why is somebody diametrically opposed to what he says and going on first day? If he says keep Passover, what are you doing keeping Easter? That's a pagan Roman holiday.
Yes.
Why go against him? Why not just simply obey him? Just obey him. Then the eyes of your understanding is open. Then your ears is open. You know, I usually find the people who are some of my greatest critics, the one who like levying the charges of calling us cult and everything else. Hey, I can accept that. We are a cult. The root word of cult is culture. We have a culture. And did you know the largest cult in the world is Christianity? Go read the definition. Merriam-Webster's definition of a cult. Any religious organization. That is something else. So we're here, live. I can't say Memorex because it used to be a long time ago.
Yeah.
But when we get going tonight, hey, drink of the night, the Zeiss, Poland. One of the cleanest beers you ever had. Got it from Canada. If any of y'all out there can ever get one of these beers right here, don't think it's an L. Anybody, y'all know where y'all can get some of this United States of America? Please let Pastor Dow know. Because the only time I can get it is when we go to Canada. Hallelujah. But y'all's not willing that any man should perish, but that they all come to repentance. Listen, if you're really truly going to be a true Israelite, you have got to lay your life down. That's all it is. I had to. You had to.
Yes.
We had to. I had to stop being a U.S. Army paratrooper. I was one for 10 years. Could have retired. 10 more easy. I had to stop.
Stop your life.
I had to stop my life to live his life.
Yes.
And I remember when we first started this community, boy, people were really on top of us, wasn't they? Man, they were calling the police on us, all because we wanted to live a quiet and peaceful life. We didn't bother nobody. All we wanted to do was just live a quiet and peaceful life. They were calling Department of Human Service on us, lying on, just lying all over the place. And we had about 3 lawsuits against us and done beat every one of them. Matter of fact, we didn't even make it to the court. It was so outlandish that they said, man, why are we even looking at this foolish stuff?
Yeah.
All because somebody lied. If I choose to live a set-apart life, what business is that of yours? I'm not here to please you. You're not here to please me. We're here as created beings to please the Father. That's what we're here for. He's not willing any man should perish, but that everybody come to repentance. That's the way it is. Of course, you know, next week, I am going to be receiving a reward up in Detroit, Michigan, Hebrew Man of the Year. And I'm also going to be the keynote speaker there in Detroit, Michigan. I've already done videos on it. Just go down in the archives of YouTube and see where we're going to be at. We're going to be in Detroit, Michigan. Myself, my security team, and a few other brothers and sisters, some of the faithful Israelites going to be traveling from far and near. I'll be in Detroit, Michigan. The conference actually starts the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. People are coming from all, well, actually the 11th through the 14th. I'll be there at camp. And then it's to be announced when I'm returning. More like I'm probably going to get on back here. But I'm going to be the keynote speaker Sabbath at the Hebrew conference. All right? And I'm also receiving a reward. I didn't vote on this. They called me and told me that I received the reward of being Hebrew Man of the Year. Isn't that amazing? And I don't even know these people. I don't even know these people. Then they turn around and tell me I'm the keynote speaker. All I know is they that preach the gospel must live the gospel. Then I had somebody the few days ago try to take me on the chin, and Kabir, about biblical marriage. Most of you people don't even know what marriage is. You know, this is how backwards and idiotic this world is. You can have a gangster out there that has 4 or 5 women, 10 children, and not taking care of none of them, and nobody says nothing. The women don't even say nothing. But as soon as you start preaching and teaching biblical marriage, where you talk about how Abraham had more than one wife, you know, the father of faith, don't you love Father Abraham? How Jacob had 4 consorts. 4 women, out of them come the 12 tribes of Israel. Moses had 3, David had 18, Solomon had 700, no, 1,000. That's a little too much.
Yes.
Over 40-something people in the Old Testament alone, all of them participate in biblical marriage because it's Hebrew custom. It's not Christianity. Christianity is a creation 300 years after Jesus Christ. What we're in was from the beginning. The truth.
Yes.
The straight up truth. We are Israel. But then you get a man that can sit there and take care of 2, 3, 4 women. They all know each other. No envy and jealousy. Nobody hiding. You get it? It can provide for them, live an honorable life, but you don't like that, but you don't say a damn thing to the gangster. You don't say nothing to the LGBT, EFG, HIJKQ community. You get it. You sit there and smile with them and stuff. But y'all is angry with the wicked every single day But there's somebody living the book you want to come and talk about. That's ass backwards. That's exactly what that is. That's broke. Broke all day long is broke. The Bible teaches us that we ought to prove under all things and to hold fast to that which is good. And that's what we do. We prove all things, and the litmus test is the scripture, and we hold fast to that which is good. We believe the whole book, from Genesis to Revelation. We believe the whole entire book. I had somebody try to levy charges against me the other day. Brother Saint tried to tell me that all I do is preach hate. I said, good. Y'all are angry with the wicked every day. The only time it's hate is when you evil. That's it.
Yes.
It's just like if you take a rock, you throw it into a pack of dogs. The only one that barks is the one that got hit.
Yes.
Huh?
Truth.
Mercy. But he said, don't you got anything good to say? Can't you quote a promise? I said, sure can. You want to hear directly from the book? Yes, I can. Yes, I do. I want to hear directly from the book. Straight from the mouth of Yah. I want to hear what that Bible says. I said, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget Yah. That's a promise.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to get mad at me or are you going to get mad at him? You better go read that book and start trying to set up there and say, Pastor, now, Pastor, now, Pastor, now, Pastor. I ain't got nothing new to say except what's already been written thousands and thousands of years ago.
Yes.
It's just that I've got the gumption and the heart to say it.
Spirit of
the eye. There you go, sister, say it. I ain't got no words. I hope that you have eyes to see and ears to hear. But mental assent is not going to get nobody to the kingdom. Mental assent ain't going to do it. It just simply ain't going to do it. All right, let me see. Again. I'm going to be in Detroit, Michigan. Be the keynote speaker there on the 13th. Got a lot of people coming. I'm happy to receive the reward. They said it's because of what you preach and teach. So I'm going to be speaking to a lot of Hebrew Israelites in Detroit, Michigan. Probably going to be anywhere between 300 and 1,000 people. Hebrew Israelites all across this land that believe the Bible. And I'm going to tell the truth. What they want me to speak about is community. How is it that we missed it so far? And then when we turn over to you, Pastor, now we see you got it right. You know, Straightway's got nine communities. And we got so many homesteads, home fellowships.
Oh, yes.
I can't even, I stopped counting after 30. We got so many of them. And nine communities, man. That all done popped up this decade.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of people doing well. And they said, they say to me, you got it right. You're the only successful Israelite community in the United States of America. And we want to hear what you got to say. Because you know what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to start from the law, the Torah. And then I'm going to go to the prophets. Then I'm going to go straight to the Messiah, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And then I'm going to go to the Acts of the Apostles. I'm laying it all out. I'm going to tell you exactly what that book says. The most ignored scriptures that clearly tell you how to live life.
Right.
I mean, I don't have any debt. Nobody on this land has debt.
Hallelujah.
And there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, no, man, nothing but the loving. None of us Israelites. There's no communities have any debt. You see this wall right here? I built this house with my own hand, me and the brother. Almost 20 years ago.
Yes.
Without knowing truly how to really lay block and frame houses, man, how did I do it? If that first be a willing mind and a willing spirit,
yes.
You're going to find out if Yah with you or not, because he did promise that he will bless the labor of your hands. This thing is literally, this home right here is just a little over 2,000 square feet, paid for.
Yes.
Every building on this land is paid for.
Yes.
You know, between that new tabernacle that we built and that old one, that's 10,500 square feet. 10,000, and all the brothers, we're all building it as we go. All of it paid for. All the vehicles paid for. All of them paid for. And we drive some nice stuff. We don't do like you do. Go out there and buy brand new vehicles and take 5 years to pay for it. No. No, we get them when they're about 5 years old, 6 years old, sometimes 10, depending on the condition.
Proven.
I'm trying to show y'all how to do this thing. Well, it cost us a lot of sacrifice, though. It was a lot of pain, and it wasn't easy in the beginning, was it?
No.
It wasn't easy at all. We got dining hall down there paid for.
Yes.
Let me see. If I just go off the top of my head, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 4-plex. So we get that done, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. We actually have 10 homes on this land paid for. Look pretty nice, too.
Oh, yeah.
Humble for us, but hey, why is it that you can go out there and live in a housing community where you can stretch your arms just like this? Like down in Houston, Texas, you can stretch your arms just like this and touch the other house. And it's a two-story, too, and you got a postage stamp yard. We got 50 acres. Straightway up there, Kentucky got 86 acres. We got 17 and a 30,000 square foot home in Wisconsin that Saints live in. We got 5.5 out there in South Carolina out of the house. Just got finished. We built it with our own hands. Paid for.
Yes.
Brother Chris and him got, I don't know, about 13, 14 acres up there. Delano, Elvin Donnie, them got five, six acres up there. Mm-hmm. Paid for. Two homes were paid for. And there's something wrong with us. I think the cult of Christianity is the problem.
Yes.
I think these fleecing pigs out there that's playing with your lives have taught you how to give in Jesus' name, and they're telling you that your ship is going to come in one day, but their ship comes in every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Every Sunday. And you know what? We do all this, and we have never, ever, ever taken up an offering in that building up there. We have never passed an offering plate around.
That's so true.
Have we ever did it to you?
Nope.
Have you ever seen an offering plate pass around there?
Nope.
We never even took up a collection in there.
Never.
How do you do it, Pastor Dow? Well, I'm going to lay it all out in Detroit, Michigan at the Hebrew Conference. Lay it all out. I can tell you this, by following that Bible, I've been right, and a lot of people have been in hell and wrong.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I got a right-hand man right here been with me ever since the beginning, Duke, teacher Saint. Teach, go ahead and wave. Come on in and wave your hand for a second. Some people ain't don't know you. Been with me from the very beginning. For Seagal. Sister Carol, Mother Carol, very beginning.
Yes.
And there's something wrong with us. We the cult. If we the cult, then what are y'all?
True.
No, that's real talk.
Yeah, that's real talk.
That's real talk. Because we found blessings by obeying this book.
Yes. Found life.
Found life. You know how many people have come to this ministry and been healed, delivered, and set free? Modern day. Yeah, for real. You know, New Testament stuff. That's how some of y'all talk out there. Old Testament, New Testament. Well, it's the Word. All I'm trying to do is stimulate thought. I'm just giving you flat-out truth. It ain't bragging when you can do it. It ain't boasting when you can do it. Our boast is in Him.
Always.
Always in Him. Because He told us to try Him. He told us to prove Him. To see if He would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. That's what He said. And we've got it. We've got it, and we can't beat it.
No.
We just literally can't. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's going to cost you, though. You see them hands right there look like sidewalks? See his hands? They look just like sidewalks. They got big, 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 gigantic calluses on them. It's called hard work. Working hard. Russ ain't here, look worse than mine do. And that's what Americans don't want to do. They want a handout for everything. Welfare mentality.
Yep.
Why get out there and struggle? You know, there's people in New York, California, man, that pay upwards of $2,700 a month up to $3,000 a month just for rent.
God.
Just for rent. Are you serious? Are you insane?
Man, that's transgression.
Are you insane? You got to repent for that. You know what I can do with $3,000 a month? Put it on the dang house, man, and say, give it the money to somebody else.
Woo.
See, in the beginning, what we did is we lived in what you would call deplorable conditions. You know, no running water in the trailers, no kitchens. When we used the bathroom, we crapped in a 5-gallon bucket, took it to the septic system and poured it in there. I had pee buckets and, you know, everybody was funny then, wasn't it? Everybody make fun of us and everything. Well, our standard of living is greatly improved because of being obedient to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, your standard of living, if you stop doing things the way that this world says, and you do it the way Yah says, your standard of living can greatly improve.
Ooh,
but you got to be
yes.
One of his.
Yes.
You have to be one of his. Because if you ain't one of his, we ain't fooling with you. We can't fool with you. Can't. All I'm doing is trying to stimulate thought. I'm trying to show you that this book right here, that nobody, that the world, the religious folks out there fleecing y'all, them Christians are. This Bible right here, this Bible. When it gets off these pages and it gets into your life, then and only then can you understand how real Yah is.
Yes.
That's only.
Yes.
And I'm talking about having a personal relationship. He said he was going to manifest himself in such a way to us as not unto the world. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There is a spirit that you receive when you're born again. Y'all hear me? And nobody wants it today. Let me quote you Mark 16. Mark 16. In these signs shall follow them that believe. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there's going to be signs that follow them that believe? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure, there's signs going to follow them that believe. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what Jesus said. Go check it out. Red Letter Edition. Some of you big on that. Well, what is going to be signs? In my name, they shall cast out devils. Do you believe? If you believe, have you ever cast out any devils? If you haven't, then you don't believe. Because he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In his name. Don't you know his name? Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yahshua, Yahshua. If you believe, why aren't you casting out any devils? If we just use just a normal way of deduction, you don't believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. And they shall speak with new tongues. That's not a new language. A new language is something you learn. New is new. New to you, something you ain't never heard of, experienced before. Why aren't you speaking in tongues? If you believe, that's what Jesus said. Why argue with it? Did he not? He just said it. That's it. Settles it. Well, I'm going to tell you how much the disciples believe. They believed so much that they went to the upper room. And the day of Pentecost, feast day came. Holy Spirit came down. Guess what them new disciples started doing? Speaking in tongues.
Definitely.
Sure did. Speaking in tongues. Guess what they did there in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2 when they received the Holy Spirit? Speaking in tongues. Guess what they did over in Acts chapter 10 when he was dealing with the Gentiles of the Italian band. And the Israelite went over there and preached to them. There were no Christians went and preached to nobody back then.
No.
In the first century. There was no Christians. I know I'm busting y'all, but listen. For over 300 years, there were no Christians. There were none. I know that Christianity didn't come about until the 4th century.
Yes.
Period. Go check me out. So all them Italians spoke in tongues when they heard the word. And then Paul was passing through Ephesus. Sure did found some disciples, some people that had formal godliness and holiness. Mm-hmm. When he got finished with them, guess what they did? Spoke in tongues. You go read 1 Corinthians 14, judge about the gifts of the Spirit. Tell you about people speaking in tongues. And it's actually a sign that follow them that believe. So if you believe, why aren't you speaking in tongues? Whoa. Well, Pastor, I don't like that kind of preaching. I'm not the issue. I ain't the trouble. Your trouble is not with me, it's with y'all. I'm here to show you the right way and the truth straight way. Tell you what, guest calling number 310-924-226. Line on up. Press number 1, you'll be in the call queue. I'll be right back here in just a moment. Let me give y'all something. Call Rule of the Universe, and then we'll give you a mailing address. Check this out.
So I'm a man of God. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at? If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at? That's why I'm not reverend, I'm not pope, I'm not bishop, I'm not deacon, I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today. The reason why it's so powerless.
Amen.
Now see, the thing that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate.
Amen.
Jesus said, you come follow me.
Amen.
I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too.
Amen.
Dealing with some curses.
Amen.
We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute.
Amen.
Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me.
Amen.
And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how the spirit, look. See that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? Y'all good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool. Boy, I hate them things, brother. I hate them things, brother. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one it is in a minute. We'll get some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, Spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it?
I'm.
You ain't what? You're the ruler of the universe. Which one?
I rule everything.
You rule everything.
I rule.
Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, rule of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now. All right, Sister Linda, you all right? Okay, you just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. Man, I tell you, boy, did you bring the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. I get them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, boop. Flew down here from New York. I don't blame, I would too. Sit up and see no spirit torment my wife. See what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in this close some stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, rule of the universe. Here we go again. I tell you what. Yeah. You talked to me the other day, didn't you? You talked to me the other day over the telephone, didn't you? Well, you're here. You said you wasn't coming, but now you're here. See my smiley face? You like it? We got something for you. We got something for you. We'll cast you out. Probably even sing you the Tigers. You're going to stop with this sister. I can tell you that right now. You're going to stop this nonsense. So what we're going to do, you got that prayer for curses. Who got that? I want y'all to send and get her through some prayer of curses, get some legal grounds removed. And if not, I'll just lead you through it myself. Sister, you understand the first thing we got to do is got to make sure that all bases are covered. You follow me? Because that manifestation right there comes from sins of the Father. Curses that have been passed down through the family line. Of course, you know, we don't believe in stuff like that. You know how folks say, well, you know what? Let me sing a song here for a second so we can get old rule of the universe. Let that stir it up. Look at him. He's starting up again. Look at him. I see him, Pastor? That's rule of the universe. Sitting right here straightway. Rule of the universe. All right. I know.
All right. One more. Let's go ahead and give you the mailing address if you choose.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled Ellington, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. I had somebody ask me to, I get it always through some form of avenue. Pastor Dow, you celebrate 4th of July? And the answer is always no. Don't celebrate 4th of July. It ain't my Independence Day. Never has been. As a matter of fact, when the 4th of July was legally sanctioned, became a law in this country right here because of the people over here on this side of the pond wanted to get out from under the tyrannical rule of Britain, the tyranny that they were spreading with their oppressive taxes and everything else. They fought for their independence, all right? And I don't blame Americans people for celebrating it because they should celebrate their independence, and they do. I don't celebrate it because when the 4th of July became law, my people were slaves. And the hypocrites that they are, proving that they don't believe the Bible or the Constitution, if they knew what the Bible said about slavery, they would never own them. They would have never done it. And some people get it all twisted and warped and distorted because there's a way that you go about doing things. And these Europeans, our European counterparts, do not do it the right way. And they got hell to pay. So right now they're enjoying their Independence Day. I can't celebrate Independence Day because it's not my Independence Day. Never has been my Independence Day. Never will. How can I still be independent when what should I celebrate it for? My people were slaves. Does that make sense? Texas. Call number 951-951. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sermon Jude Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shalom.
Texas caller. Yeah. Who is this?
This is Brother Daniel. How are you doing, Pastor?
Hey, Brother Daniel. How you doing out there, man? Talk a little louder, Brother Daniel, okay?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just hanging in there and doing, just holding down the fort, I guess.
How can I help you?
Basically, I just wanted to, I know that there's some truckers in the ministry, and I live right off of here on I-40, and I just wanted to let them know if they wanted to park here in my field for whatever reason, that they're more than welcome to.
Oh, man, Brother Daniel, that's good. Brother Daniel, call the dining hall, leave your phone number so we can post it on the board. So if some truckers do call, if you want to, we can give them your number and they can contact you. How about that?
Yes, sir. That sounds good.
Man, bless you, Brother Daniel. Thank you very much, man. That's pretty benevolent of you.
No problem, Pastor. And bless you, sir, and happy Sabbath.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Isn't that wonderful? That was Brother Daniel down there in Texas. Let's go to Brother Gene in Minnesota. Call the number 612-612. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sermon Jude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Yes, Pastor, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
So I wanted to see if I needed correction on this. I believe that I found where polygyny is mentioned in the Ten Commandments.
Oh, you did, huh?
I think so.
Well, let's go to the Ten Commandments. Let's see. Which one are you going from? You going from Shemot? Or are you going from double ring?
So Deuteronomy chapter 5.
All right, so let me go there then. We're going from double ring, chapter 5. Let's go with it. Where you at?
It says at verse 21.
21 or 41?
21.
Yes, there's no 41. Go ahead.
And you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's.
Right.
At least two observations I wanted to make here is that, one, it always talks about the man's house. The man's, it's always his. His male servant, his female servant. Second of all, when it comes to servant, it differentiates between male and female. But when it says you should not covet your neighbor's wife, it does not say you should not covet your neighbor's husband.
Right.
So you can covet another woman's husband as your own, wanting that man to be your husband, but you cannot covet anything that is your that is a man's, and it's all male ownership here. His male servant, his female servant, his animals, anything that is your neighbor's, it's always in the male, the masculine. So as far as I can see, it's talking not only about patriarchy, but polygyny.
I see exactly what you're saying, because we're talking about patriarchal rule, and everything in a patriarchal rule is ran through the man, because the man is the sole authority.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
What's that, sir? No, I was going to say too is that I have a little bit of an issue with that Hebrew Israelite man of the year thing.
Really?
Well, they read the same Bible as you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They have the same husband, Christ, correct?
Yes, sir.
And there's blessings for keeping the commandments and curses if you don't keep the commandments.
That's true.
And Christ said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Yes, he did.
So if they're not getting the same results as you, my question is, are they loving their husband Christ the same way that you're loving them?
We have to let y'all judge that. That's just the truth. Because, the Bible teaches us that it's not wise for us to compare ourselves among ourselves, but the word in itself brings a division, brings a divide. And I would like to think that if people are scholars of this book, like they say that they are, I don't know how that they miss what I'm living. I don't get it. Because there's no way you can read that Bible and miss what I'm doing. Because I'm only doing exactly what the scriptures tell us to do. So I don't know, Bro Gene. I have no answer.
Well, I know for my wives, if my wives obey me, they truly mm-hmm. obey me, I will bend over backwards to bless them.
Wait a minute, bro. Did you say wives, meaning more than one?
Yes, sir.
Sounds like you're an Israelite. Sounds like you have biblical marriage. And you are right.
Yes, sir.
When your wives obey you as a true man of Yah, you have no choice but to bend over backwards and provide for them, because they are actually doing their role so fantastic and so much to the point that you would literally move heaven and earth to make sure that they have what they need.
I would, sir.
As long as they obey you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's all I had, Pastor, is that I appreciate so much how much you love Yah. And you obey his commandments, and you're teaching us by not only your word, but example. Thank you, sir. Shalom.
You're welcome, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to North Carolina. Omar. 919-919. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Circuit Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm blessed of the Most High Yah and highly favored. How can I help you?
I just want to, like the other brother said, I really just want to thank you for your consistency in the Word of God. I'm going to tell you something that happened. So I've been calling in tonight, just trying to get on the blog talk. And so I've been, something's going on with my phone, but anyway, then I got hung up on by mistake. And so when I called back, and I said, man, I probably won't even get to talk to him. I said, I really just want to talk to him just to thank him. And sure enough, before that, a few seconds before that brother got off the phone, something said, you're next. And I said, no way I can be next, but it's so beautiful that y'all are so good and he's blessing. I just wanted to say, you know, I started following you. It's been a while since we talked, but I started following you like 2 years ago. Actually, I was trying to find something. My friend had went to, we were both in Christianity. He went to Egyptology. I was trying to find something to debunk Egyptology. And I ended up finding out about Hebrew Israelites because they were the only ones that were debunking Egyptology. Then I ended up finding your ministry and everything like this. And so I ended up just listening to you and things of that nature. And so it has caused so much trouble in my life. But as far as separation from, of course, separation from the church, because I left the church, and it's just how funny how, you know, that how many family members that they used to listen to me when I speak things concerning the Word of God, because we were all brought up in the Word since I was alive. And it's amazing how I grew up in a ministry and able to preach and to talk to people about the Word of God. And then I find out, you know, about me being a Hebrew Israelite, and then I turned and I said I will no longer participate in Sunday worship. I will no longer participate in these pagan holidays and things of this nature. And if any woman wants to pray, if I can't, like I used to, every family event that we had, I would always be the one they say called to pray. And so I refuse to pray now because no, they don't want to cover their head. And I said I can't pray with you. And, you know, which is really just, it's hurtful, but it's astonishing how people that I grew up with, been around all my life, even my mom, the one that got me on this path, which wasn't a righteous path, but she still just got me to know Christ. And but it's really weird. I've seen them so deeply rooted into the Word of God, but then when you bring them this truth, they won't receive it. When you bring them Scripture, they won't receive
it. Hey, bro, I don't know what's going on, but... are you on the speaker?
I'm on a. I'm trying to talk on. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you loud and clear. Let's stay right there and go ahead and speak so we can hear you.
Okay, I was just saying that the controversy that I've received since I started following you and following your teachings, and just really start being a Torah believer, just believing in the whole Word of God. And how I was just brought up in Christianity all my life. I'm talking about almost 20 years. Well, actually, over that, about 20, I would say probably about 20 some years in Christianity. Just been brought up in it, you know. Well, actually, 40 some years, really, because I've been in it all my life. But I'm just saying the things that I've known as a man. And just when I turned from this truth, I mean, turned from the Christianity and turned to found out that I was a Hebrew Israelite and started following you, and just start telling people about the Word and telling people they need to follow you and listen to what you have to say. And I listen to you like every single day in my household. I'll turn on and just listen to you on, of course I follow you and everything like that. And it's just a controversy that I have with my wife, that I have with my mom, that I have with my sisters, that I have with my family. It's just utterly amazing.
You know
how
what?
These people say that.
Yes, no, sir. Go ahead. How these people say what?
How they say that they love Yah, but yet when it comes down to following the scripture and doing like he said, they didn't receive it. And that's one of the astonishing things, because when I heard it, I didn't know anything about Hebrew Israelite, being a Hebrew Israelite. You know, I just went on this path of trying to debunk my friend from Egyptology. And so that's what led me to this Hebrew Israelite walk. But once I started doing more research, and then I saw a lot of hate in a lot of the communities, and I was like, nah, I know that Yeshua said that there's hate, it's not him. If any man come with you with another spirit, that said it's not him. And so when I ran across your ministry and I found out, you know, the straight truth, like I said, I started following you for 2 years. And so now I'm refusing to pray with my family because the women won't cover their heads, and I'm refusing to participate in any holidays. I mean, none of them, no birthdays, Christmas, Mother's Day, none of that crap. And I'm just totally speaking against it. But it's just utterly amazing how people say, like you were saying before, how people say that they, people say, many say that they love me, but they do not, you know, because they're not bearing the fruit. But I just want to thank you for being consistent. And I really wanted to, I was planning on really trying to connect with you because I called up there earlier this week. And I really just want to come by, man, and just give you a big hug, Pastor, because of you, because y'all has touched your life. You have really changed my life. And, you know, I grew up without a father. But my son, I've been teaching him about you. And I'm telling you, he's only 9 years old. But he's like a lion in this house. You know, everything that comes out of my mouth that I talk to him about Yah, and he's always about Yah. It's even got him in trouble in school a couple of times because they were trying to teach him about these false gods and about Zeus and all that stuff. And he was like, no, they're of the devil. You know, Yah is God. You know, Yeshua is the Messiah because my dad said
that. Right.
And I'm just, it feels good that that's my return from Yah. That's my blessing from Yah to be able to pour into him. You know, and I thank you for pouring it to me because you are like a father. You are my father on this earth in the flesh because I follow your teachings. And even though I haven't been in contact, I have never let up and followed your teachings. And I'm telling you, just your consistency alone, you know, you lose friends, you lose people in life, but just your consistency alone is truly a blessing. You know, when I hear you speak and everything about you is righteous. And even the Ruach speaking to me, saying that I was going to get to talk to you a few minutes before that brother got off the phone, is just a testimony to say that this is a true ministry and that you are a true man of Yah. Now, there's one other thing. I heard you saying that you were going to a conference in, I guess, Detroit. And I actually was online, and I heard that I saw that stuff up there, and they said that you were speaking, but I forgot the day that you said you were speaking. Because I want to come out there and see you, or if I could come sometime next week and come see you, I just want to see you. I just want to come out and just fellowship, properly dressed, and just honor you with my presence, and I just want to hug you and tell you thanks. I just got to see you face to face.
Where are you
if
at?
That's not a problem. I'm in Butner, North Carolina.
Are you going to go all the way to Detroit, or you want to come here the straight way?
Whichever one is more convenient, because I was actually going to book a flight to try to fly down there, and I was actually looking for some hotels to stay, and I've already booked one, but it's 20 miles away from Cobble Hall. It's at the Knights Inn. It's up there by the, I guess it's a hotel by the airport.
Were you planning on going to the Hebrew conference?
Yeah, just to meet you. That was it.
Well,
you don't
have to go to the Hebrew conference just to meet me. To make it real simple, because you're in North Carolina, I'm in Tennessee, you're right next door. You can wait till I get back from the Hebrew conference. You can call the dining hall number, and that number is 615. It's on my YouTube videos. 615-688-3025. 615-688-3025. Leave a message for Elder Doug. Set up a time that you like to come out and visit, and we'll put you up in one of our little humble homes here, brother. You can come visit, spend the Shabbat with us, break bread with us. How about that?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so, so very, very much. God, that takes care of a lot of things on the financial end. So I'm grateful. Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank
we'll
you,
give
you
a,
for being.
We'll give you a place to lay your head. We'll feed you. And all you have to do is just come. Just come on in and show up maybe like on sixth day, what the world calls Friday night. That way you can be here before Shabbat comes in. You can watch us. You can be here. And you can tear on out of here first day morning on what the world calls Sunday. Why go all the way up and spend all that money on a great expense like that when you can just come right over here next door?
Well, Pastor, thank you so much. That is truly, truly, truly a blessing, and we'll be there. I guess after you leave, I'll try to make that next Shabbat as soon as you get back.
Let me see what my calendar looking like. Looks like I'm clear on that right now. Yep, so you should be in good hands. So what you need to do is ask for Elder Doug, okay?
Yes, sir, I will. Elder Doug, I wrote it down. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I can't understand for the life of me what the hell is wrong with women today. Why can't y'all just keep y'all mouth shut and do what you're told? Why? Why is it so difficult and hard? I mean, the Bible says, let the women keep silent in the church, for it's not permitted to them to speak. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 tells you have a clear pecking order there. You have the Father, you have Jesus, then you have your husband if you're married. and then you are a wife and a child. And the Bible teaches you as a woman for you to submit yourself to your own husbands. It tells you to obey them that have a rule over you and submit yourself. I mean, I don't get it. What is wrong with you women today? Why does every woman in the world, they got to be a loudmouth, painted up Jezebel with a bunch of damn lip and back talking and just firing off just the foulness of your spirit? I mean, why do y'all got to be like that? What happened to the word that says a woman of a meek and quiet spirit is of great price? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Let me, you know, if I'm sitting up here talking, and so if I don't actually read it from the scripture for yourself, you ain't going to know. I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, and I'm only talking to those who believe the Bible. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. How many of you women out there actually really, truly submit to your husband as if he is Jesus Christ himself? I want to ask that question. Because I'm reading from you, most of you just you say you believe the New Testament. So let's test this boast. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as unto the Lord. So I'm going to ask you a question. If you are a wife, now if you are a loudmouth, foul-talking Jezebel, this excludes you. You ain't it. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Which one of you women do that, that you actually truly submit yourself to your own husband as if he was Jesus Christ himself? Show of hands. Huh? I can hear now this wicked generation. I ain't submit nobody. That's that back-talking spirit. Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife. This ain't no co-equality thing here. I don't know where y'all get this junk from. For the husband is the head of the wife. Hey, all you, if you're women out there, say the husband is my head. Can you say it? Or do you have problems? Do you choke up saying it because you have so much of that Jezebel spirit in you? This is part of the problem in every marriage, is that women don't want to submit. For the husband is the head of the wife. Say it again. For the husband is the head. Of what means a leader. Even as contrast, Christ is the head of the church and he is the savior of the body. Your husband is going to be the one to make sure you get to the kingdom. So why wouldn't you want to submit to a godly husband that fears Yah and keeps his commandments? Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, there's a therefore there. So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Can you women out there say, I submit to my husbands in everything? Can you say that I submit to my husband in everything? Now, you may be able to say it, but does he say it? Because you can't be good unless he tells you you are good. You can't go and make it up yourself. See, by divine fiat, the man is the head of the house, period. It ain't even open for discussion. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Do you submit in everything, woman? I want to know. Ask your own self this question. Do you submit to your husband in everything? And he's contrasting all this. Drawing a line, I want wife, I want you to treat your husband the same way you would treat me. Do you do that? Because if you don't, you're going to have hell to pay. All of us are going to give answers. Every one of us. Husband, it's talking to you, man. Love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Hear that, husband? Love your wife. How you do that? Well, you do it by providing what the law says, food, clothing, conjugal rights. That's love. Boy, I just got finished cursing some people out there, didn't I? See what I just do? I just did something that you never hear in the Word. You never hear in the church. What I do? I read the Word. 1 Peter 3:1. Likewise, you wives, if you're a woman and you have a husband, or if you have a head, say, I'm a wife. Can you say that without it choking you up, without you getting all, about to have a fixation and everything else? I mean, come on. It ain't that hard. Hey, you don't believe it. If I'm reading it right, go get your Bible and read, see it for yourself. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband. You hear that? Being in subjection means you be subject to him. Why? That if any obey not the word. So if you got a husband and he don't obey the word, the Bible teaches you, you still submit. They also may, without the word, be warned by the conversation of the wives. What does that word conversation mean? By your behavior, by your conduct, by the way you carry yourself. I mean, don't you want to get to the kingdom? Then it says, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, who's adorned, let it not be that outward adorning of putting, let me see, plaiting of hair, or putting weaves in your head. Or wearing gold, putting on all these big hoop earrings and earrings all over the damn place. I mean, you got earrings all over the damn place. I mean, earrings. You got earrings, eye rings, butt rings, toe rings, everything. Or to put it on a prayer, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament. You want to hear how you need to be looking, woman? You want to hear how you need to be adorned? Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of Yah is of great price. And for after this manner, in old time, holy women also who trusted in Yah adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husband. How do women adorn themselves? By being in subjection to their own husband, by obeying their own husband. Huh? Because the word subjection means to be subordinate to be under obedience to. That's what it means. Greek number 5293. Does this hurt you? Does this offend you? It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. So if you want to adorn yourself, shut your mouth. Choke that damn Jezebel spirit down and really get delivered of it. Because that in Yah is a great price. Adorn yourself, be in subjection to your own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. The word Lord means master. How many of you women out there can call your husband master? Huh? Some of you, you're too proud, ain't you? Can't do it, can you? Can't do it because you're wicked as hell. Now go ahead and have trouble and have a problem with me all you want. Master, sir, mister. You know, a respectful title. Some of you can't even fathom. You'd rather tap your whole damn house, destroy it, than to build it. A wise woman builds a house, but a foolish woman plucks it down with her hands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him master, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and not afraid with any amazement. And likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessels, being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. I don't get it. I don't get it for the life of me. Why can't we do this? Father, only you know. But I do know this. There's going to be a lot of women on their way to hell because of their mouth and alluring man through the lust of their flesh by making themselves up and inflaming the passions of man. Pennsylvania, call number 717-717, Zach Dallas, Pastor Dowd, on the Strictly Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you, sir?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Zach. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Just a quick testimony, a couple questions. last year was a real, real tough year for me, health-wise and so forth, and lost my father and everything. And I just kept praying the Most High Yah for, you know, for like a new drive, a new, new passion, a new purpose, you know. And I got to say, it's definitely been delivered to me. The ministry has been a total blessing. And, you know, my purpose is obviously is to serve Yah, but, you know, I've just I want to say, you and the fellowship and, Brother Shannon, Brother Steve, Brother James, and all the saints that submit under them up here in the Northeast, they all have given me, a good reason and a good purpose, you know, because the greater one that dwells with them. So I just wanted to share that testimony. You know, it's wonderful. I'm so thankful you all came into my life, and I can't thank you all enough. But
well, it's an honor to have you, my brother. It's an honor. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate that. Just a couple quick questions. So did you put out anything more on Detroit, like specific details? Like, I know, like, the hotel we staying at, I had all my notes from a few weeks ago. I don't know if you put anything out on Patreon, because my patron hasn't been working on my phone, Marco Polo. Like, are there any more specific details for to come that those that, you know you and are pretty tight in the ministry about, like, the Detroit protocol, like, where we meeting and stuff?
Oh, no, but, you know, once we get there, sometime we're going to be meeting over Brother Juan's house. You know, some of us.
Brother
if you
Juan.
Understand what I mean.
Okay.
And of course, yeah, Brother Juan. We'll talk about that once we get there, though.
Oh, okay, so you're just saying we meet at the hotel and then we go from there, or you want me to call the dining hall and get Brother Juan's address?
No, when we get there to Detroit and when we come across each other at the meeting or something, and then, because we got to see how many people that Brother Juan can accommodate. He don't have a community like Straightway does. You understand what I mean?
Right.
But more than likely, man, you'll be able to come fellowship with us.
Okay, yes, sir. Hallelujah. All right. I just, I got my hotel and everything, and Brother Nate and I are driving out there. Then the other two questions I had. So movies and documentaries, like if they on YouTube or like a streaming site, and we would watch them, like a movie or documentary or something, is that actually stealing, or is that, since it's like we didn't ask them to upload it, you know, it's on YouTube, is that okay, or what's your thought on that? Because I don't want to be stealing if that's stealing. If you follow me,
man, they ain't stealing, brother. You are. If it's up there on a public platform, like it, watch it if you want to.
Okay, all right, appreciate that. And then, yes, sir. Then the last question I had was on. I still have acquaintances and some friends in the world, and some of them, choose to get married on Sabbath. What the world calls Saturday. Do I just stay away from that and don't go, or is there a way to go, or is that violating the Sabbath? You know, I have some weddings coming up, but obviously I don't want to be breaking the Sabbath. I just wanted your opinion on that matter.
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, many of us, if it's something taking place on the Sabbath, man, we would rather obey Yah than man. We keep the Shabbat, we rest, and, we don't participate with them. We just send them a gift, tell them thank you, tell them congratulations or something.
Okay, yes, sir. All right, I appreciate
Jesus
you.
Said, if you love me, keep the commandments. And these people don't care about honoring Yah. You can only honor a man as much as they honor Yah. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely.
You don't have to be enemies with them or nothing like that. You just tell them, look here, brother, you know, the truth is, you know, tomorrow's the Sabbath, the Shabbat. If you're always getting married on the first day, I'd be more than happy. But I have to obey
Yah
rather than man.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Thank you for confirming what I thought. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Yeah,
you be blessed, all right?
I'm just going to obey Yah, brother. Bless you.
Bless you, Pastor. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Tennessee, call them 615. 615, Pastor Dowdy on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you. Tennessee wants. Twice, three times. Texas, call number 210-210. Pastor Dowdy on the Survey Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Texas?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Marty Mikes.
Okay, how can I help you?
I have a real quick testimony for you, and just want to introduce myself. I've been talking to Brother Greg out there in Straightway Houston, and he told me to go ahead and call you. And we've talked to Elder Becker as well, and he told me to go ahead and call you during the blog talk and, you know, just introduce myself and let you know where I am. And my testimony is going to sound a little familiar to you because from what I understand, after following you for a few months here, basically you're walking my testimony. I had an experience maybe a couple of years back where I'm really not sure what to call it, but I had a moment where my whole walk changed. Everything about me changed. My wife was like shocked. She knew I was searching for truth, but all of a sudden I came home and everything I used to do, I didn't do anymore. All I did was start studying the word. And, you know, like a good wife, she didn't, you know, question that. She just followed along. So, but she was a little surprised, like all of a sudden I don't go to movies. All of a sudden I don't, you know, when I met her, I already was not participating in any pagan holidays and things like that. I had already stopped that because I had learned about that stuff already. But, you know, some of these other truths came a little bit later. But I started studying the word. And as I started studying the word, I found all the passages you did about, you know, having all things in common and, you know, living set apart. And I looked at her. I was like, why is nobody doing this? You know, I was like, why is nobody doing this? I was like, we got to do this. You know, I was like, we got to find other people that want to live set apart and follow the Bible and live scripturally. We got to do this, you know. And I started looking for land and all this stuff. And during this whole time, you know, of course, I was finding other people that were talking, you know, truth. And then I came across your channel and I'm like, this guy's already doing it. Not only is he doing it, he's been doing it for 20 years, you know.
Yes, sir.
So it was a real shock to me kind of to come across your channel and find somebody that had already pretty much done what I'd envisioned to do. And just hearing all the stuff that you've gone through, your testimony and setting up the whole ministry and everything, I was like, man, I don't know if I would have made it through all that. But it's been very, very eye opening, and I feel like a true kinsmanship to you and the ministry, because like you guys literally are living the vision that I had for what I wanted to do. I was like, we got to do this. We got to get some land. We got to find other people who want to be set apart and want to live scripturally. And, you know, and that's what we were doing. That's the path I was on. And then I came across your channel. I'm like, wait a minute, these guys are already doing it, you know? And so I just feel blessed that I found you. And it's been, a real experience now that I'm looking to take an opportunity to come down as soon as I can and start fellowshipping with you guys. Brother Greg said that you guys had a bunch of stuff going on in Detroit with the Hebrews to Negroes thing, and basically we talked about, you know, us coming down there probably after that event was over and you know, seeing them, fellowshipping with them, and then I told them that I really wanted to go and fellowship with you guys. So I just wanted to introduce myself, and oh yeah, we both would really like to get baptized, myself and my wife. So, but yeah, it's been just taking the opportunity to introduce myself and just thank you for everything you've been doing. I signed up for your Patreon and all of that. I've been checking that out and all that. So I just want to thank you and tell you I appreciate everything you're doing and look forward to meeting you, you know.
Yes, sir. It's been an honor to be able to hear your testimony here tonight and be the Father's will, and I'm sure it is. One day soon, he'll make a way for us to be able to meet. Until then, keep watching, keep listening, and keep the faith, okay? Ain't nothing else to do in the world anyway.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, my wife was I told her, I was like, you know what? I said, this is not a hard transition for me because I absolutely hate everything about the world. I mean, I could tell years ago where everything was going. I was seeing it with my own eyes. They teaching kids homosexuality. I mean, it's just getting absolutely ridiculous. And I told her, I absolutely hate everything about the world. I don't want anything the world has to offer me. And that's when I, like, really start finding all of this different stuff. And I didn't have any trouble with any of the stuff you were laying out, because everything that you talk about in most of your videos, I've already researched the stuff. You know, so I already know about, you know, all that stuff that you talk about, marriage license and, you know, how the government works, how money works, all this. I've already researched all that stuff. So it wasn't hard for me to understand anything that you were talking about. And when I see the people in the comments leaving stupid comments, I'm like, they're only talking like that because they've done zero research on this stuff and they have no idea what's going on. But, you know, because I'd already researched most of this stuff, I was, like, very familiar with everything you were talking about. So I was actually honestly surprised that you knew as much as you did, because I'm like, I've been studying this stuff for like 5 or 6 years straight. Like, that's all I do. And I was like very surprised that you know so much of it. But I really appreciate it, man. It's nice to find other people who have opened their eyes to the truth and not just being blinded by the world and going the way of the world and just, you know, being led by the blind.
I got you, my brother. You're telling the truth. Keep watching, keep listening, and stay encouraged, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Pastor Dow.
Yes, sir. Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Yeah, I mean, I just said it earlier. How do people miss it? You literally have got to ignore what that Bible says and use your own selective deductional reasoning process, whatever you want to call it, because there's no way you can be a true student of this Bible and not end up living the way I'm living and doing what I'm doing. That is just simply not it. It's impossible. You have to actually ignore what the book says in order to do it. Tennessee, 615-615, Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way 2 radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hello?
Yeah, hell, that's low. Yes, sir.
Oh, well, hey, shalom, Pastor. My name is Jaron Gordon. I was talking to Elder Becker like a month or two ago, and he told me to make myself known. And I'm just trying to see if I could, like, possibly come up there and visit the land. I mean, I stay here in Davidson County, where really Madison. So you're, like, in my backyard. So I've been following you ever since. Yes, sir?
Hey, check this out. I grew up in Madison.
Oh, hey, cool. Right there off of Old Hickory Boulevard.
Yeah. I went to Neely's Bend Junior High and Madison High School back then. I used to spend a lot of time down in Madison Park Community Center.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I play basketball there every now and then.
But go ahead.
I just wanted to make myself known, and, you know, they told me to call and make myself known. I follow you on Facebook, Patreon, YouTube. You know, I was a member of Christianity for a little while, basically all my life, you know. So kind of got out of that, stopped going to church on Sundays and started listening to you, started following you on Sabbath. And I'm tired of watching on the sideline, long story short. I'm tired of just being a hero of the world. I want to be a doer.
Yes, sir.
I'm 31 years old, and I mean, life ain't getting no short, and I'm not trying to go to hell, basically.
I got you. I understand, my brother. Me neither. And that's why I do what I do and live the way I live. Brother, he'll set up a time for you, okay?
Yes, sir. So call the dining hall?
Yeah, and leave a message for Elder Doug, and tell him to give you a call, and he'll tell you. See, well, the reason why we do that is because I've been traveling a lot. And he wants to make sure that the people who want to meet me, that I'm here. So he'll tell you what Sabbath to come up, and I will be here, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir, I understand. I mean, I understand pretty much everything that that the faith is doing. It's not like, you know, everybody just gets to come in, because I understand, y'all, you know, like, when you were saying about sin, you know, sin can't get on this land, because then if sin comes, you know, the Holy Ghost removed, you know, is taken away.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I understand everything that y'all doing. I just want to, whatever screening process, whatever, however y'all got to question me, just correct me, because I know I'm living filthy, and I'm trying to get clean.
All right, my brother. All right. Bless you.
Thank you, sir. Nice talking to
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom. Don't forget to call in. All right, last caller tonight, 716, Pastor Dow, on the Servitude Radio broadcast.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. It's Brother Lamar from New York.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. How can I help you?
I always do this. I always forget what I'm going to say. It was something about, the Holy Spirit. I've been desperately, like, chasing after it. I got your book and everything like that. I just want to know, what some good pointers on trying to get the Holy Spirit, because I did deliverance. I cried out. I was slobbing everywhere and everything. That was crazy. But my next thing is I'm trying to get the Holy Spirit. So I just want to know, what's a couple more things I can do to get that thing to come down,
It's simple. So. It's just receiving. That's it. All you got to do is just receive.
Damn.
And then you start praising Yah, clap your hands, praise Yah, say hallelujah. If you got to say it 1,000 times, say hallelujah. Just begin to praise
right.
Him.
Okay.
Ask him for the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
It's all there in my book.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And another thing was, because my woman decided she wanted to be a part of the world. Forget her. Go ahead. Let her go do what she want to do. But my question is... Exactly. But my question is, because I'm a young brother, just turned 24, so I just want to know how should I deal with, extreme, your body craves... I ain't going to say it, but, you want to, how should I deal with that? And then that's it. So...
Well, I mean, is she, were you married to her?
Yeah. Yeah, you're spending time with each other. What
yeah, get a divorce and then turn around and find another wife that's more worthy of you.
No, I like the simple answers, Pastor. I appreciate it.
That's real talk.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
There's somebody out there that's more worthy of you. Than that woman that won't follow you as you follow Christ. You don't have to live like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And she keeps using my past as, I don't want to do it because you may do that. Like, she'll bring up stuff from the past to try to, just excuses. So I'm just tired of it.
Man, I just got finished reading what a woman's supposed to be doing. She's supposed to be submitting to her right. Head, period, point blank. If she can't do that, brother, you don't have a wife. You have a monster. A Jezebel
yep.
You don't need that. You don't need all that stress in your life. Life is too short.
Absolutely. But, all right, Pastor, that's all I wanted to throw at you tonight. And, keep me in your prayers. And Shabbat Shalom. I appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Well, that's it. See y'all tomorrow morning. Online-church.org if you want to check it in. Or you can go to the website straightway.com. You can find us there. Either way it go, be the Father's will, we'll be there. I bless you all in sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the King.